soon to a...
A man has seen every... Hell comes to Huntsville.
Hi, Leanne.
Hi.
How are you?
Doing fine. How are you, Jack?
I'm well.
Are ya?
Yeah.
Okay.
How you feeling today?
Feeling fine.
Yeah, did you get some sleep?
Got a little bit of sleep.
Good. Super good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Good to have you back.
Mm-hmm.
Missed you.
Did you?
Shot you a couple text messages. I saw you left me on red. That's cool, though.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I saw them.
Okay.
I read them.
Well, I know you saw them because I saw the red.
Yeah. Yeah. What's your point?
Oh, no point. Just, you know.
No, there isn't, is there?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
I didn't think there would be.
Hope you're doing good today.
Not usually is.
For this new episode of Hell Comes to Huntsville. We are talking about 31 horror movies in 31 days. We are on day 27. Home stretch, baby.
Thank God.
we are creeping up on the end.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting there. Day by day, movie by movie, we got a few left for you. Today, we are going to be talking about a little movie called Trick or Treat. And by we, I mean me, Jack Spade, you, Leanne Foster from Huntsville Home Video, and you, Marlon Wells, joining us telephonically from Fargo, North Dakota. How are you doing, buddy? What's going on up there? How are you doing today?
I am thrilled that Leanne is here, is how I'm doing today. Hi, Leanne. Very happy to see you back again.
Hi.
For those of you that maybe perhaps missed yesterday's episode where we talked about Dr. Giggles, I mean, it might have gone one way or the other. I highly recommend you go back and listen to that episode, or don't.
I'm just glad we're all here and everyone is back.
Yeah, still friends.
Everyone is friends.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Everyone wants some orange whips. Orange whip, orange whip, orange whip.
Okay, you won me back.
Yeah.
You got the magic orange whip. That's all it takes.
There it is. Little round of orange whips, and we're all fucking buddies again. Here we go. Got the mojo back, baby. Woo!
It's...
Hell comes to Huntsville. Mm. Day 27. Trick-or-treat, motherfucker. That's what we're talking about today.
Yep, that's what we're talking about today.
Uh-huh. A movie done by Mike Dougherty, written and directed. A man who directed one of my favorite Godzilla movies.
Ooh.
That's what's up.
Which one?
King of the Monsters.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
All righty then.
So getting into it, Leanne Foster.
Sure.
Let's start with you today, since we're all friends here.
We're friends again.
We got orange whips coming.
I'm too easy. I rolled over too easy. Put that on the Tinder profile.
I roll over too easy.
Home run.
Yeah, that's a joke. That's a joke.
That's good, clean.
That's good comedy.
That's good, clean American fun.
Yeah.
So Trick or Treat, what did you think about this one?
So Trick or Treat is also a movie that I have had on a list for a while, and I've only heard good things about it. So it's just, they elude me sometimes. So I was really excited to watch this movie. A dark contrast to yesterday. Very excited about this one. And I dug it. I thought it was really good. I loved the connecting stories. I liked it. I thought it was super well done. Big fan of it. Happy. Not let down today.
Genuine laughter from you today.
Genuine giggles today.
Love that. Marlon Wells, you too. You're a first timer to Trick or Treat, yes?
Yep, first timer. I have always been told how good this movie is. I like ever since it was new, I feel like this movie pretty immediately became like oh, we always watch it every Halloween, you know, like it made its way into everyone's October lineups immediately. And usually when so many people are hype about a thing, I'm really skeptical and pretty standoffish about it, because I'm like, there's no way it's that good. Y'all are fucking idiots. Like, fucking Nickelback sells a lot of records. Doesn't mean they're fucking good. but I was like, so I came into this today. Yo, this movie's fucking dope. This movie is so goddamn good.
Yeah. I feel the same way, too, when things are hyped like that. I'm like, oh, great. I'm not gonna love it. I'll get burned. But I did not get burned.
Yep, same here. Anytime anyone's like, you have to see this, or you have to listen to this, or read this, or, you know, anything where, especially when it is so ubiquitous that I don't know anyone who says differently. You know what I mean? If everyone is on the same page, there's no way that page is good. But yo, this is fucking good.
Well,
Jack, what do you think about it?
Let me tell you something different. I've seen this movie twice.
Oh, I thought you hadn't seen it before.
No, I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
I saw it twice.
Uh-huh.
First time, I really did not like it.
Okay.
Because I think it was too overhyped.
Okay.
I think everything that y'all just said, I'm like, I don't get it. I don't like it. Maybe I was in a mood. Maybe someone forced me to watch Dr. Giggles. I don't fucking know.
I don't even want to bring up the past, but like the fact that you can't get on board with that and you were on board with Dr. Giggles, like it's blowing my mind, but that's fine.
Let's not do this. Let's not do this.
Let's not do it.
But when I watched it again yesterday, I don't know what movie I saw the first time, because this movie fucking rocks.
Okay, thank God. Okay. All right.
Hell yeah, it does.
Good. As long as we're all like-minded, we'll get along.
Right? You heard that, America?
Ooh, that's
oh, man. That was an extremely Trumpian thing to say. That was gross.
No, the first time I saw this movie, it was kind of shortly after it came out. It had made its way to DVD. This was at a time when I was on. I'm gonna sound like a complete fucking dickhead saying this.
Most likely,
I was on internet movie chat boards a lot more.
Oh my God!
I know. Oof. It hurts.
It's amazing we're friends sometimes.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like I hit you at the right time. Like we synced up at the right time.
Yeah. Marlon and I, same way. Like, had we met each other at different times in our life, we would not be friends. Nope.
Absolutely. Or alive. Maybe.
Or alive. Yep. Also accurate. Everyone on the internet was like, oh my God, this is going to be the new Halloween tradition. This is the fucking jam. This is the bee's knees, the mutt's nuts, everything you want in a fucking trick-or-treat movie, Halloween movie. Watched it. And I was like, it was okay. It was me.
It's easy to be let down when somebody says that. It's right? So easy. And it's like, sometimes I wonder if I psych my own self out just expecting to not like it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
And legitimately, I don't know what movie I watched the first time. It was Trick or Treat. I know it was Trick or Treat. Mm-hmm. I didn't swarm this one up.
You sure?
Positive. You know, Sam was in there, a little sack-headed dude. You know, I remember, like, Brian Cox was in it. I remember that. Remember everything from the movie, but it was just better.
Okay.
Like I said, I don't know if it was just a fucking mood I was in.
Well, maybe you've gotten older and you've lowered your standards.
Oh. That would imply that at one point they were high.
Ah, that's true. Yeah. There's the flaw in that quote.
Yep. But no, the second time around, I really dug this one. I dug it a lot better. I don't know if it's because perhaps I have a more of an appreciation of the director now that he has gone on to do like some Godzilla stuff. He's done some other stuff that I've been okay with. And then, yeah, I just, like, overall, I dug the movie a lot more this time around.
Well, that's good.
Super happy with it.
I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
You're growing.
Yeah.
You grew.
So what was it, Leanne, that really lifted your spirits with this movie?
Well, the fact that it wasn't Dr. Giggles did a lot for me, to be honest.
That's going to be your new standard. Well, it wasn't Dr. Giggles. 5 out of 5.
Yeah. Exactly. No, I just love how it was done. I love those individual stories and them all interconnecting. And I thought the scary parts were super scary. I think my favorite part was when the gals start ripping their skins off. Like, that will haunt me for a while.
Yeah.
Because it looked so insane to me. But no, I thought it was well acted, and like, also now I'm like, oh shit, do I need to have a jack-o'-lantern now? I didn't know you couldn't blow out a jack-o'-lantern. Like, I feel like now I got Halloween rules I didn't have in my life now. Like, this movie's sticking with me for a while, for sure.
Now you do realize what you just said there with the, you know, the bit where the chicks are like ripping off their skin. We find out they're werewolves. You now give a fuck about 2 werewolves.
I do.
3 werewolves with Silver Bullet Dog Soldiers, which we reviewed last week on Huntsville Home Video. Uh-huh. And now Trick or Treat.
Wow.
Look at you growing as a person. Look at me growing.
Yep.
Marlon Wells, your first time with Trick or Treat. What was it overall that just got you with your Halloween boner?
Fucking everything. Like, it sounds like a cop-out answer, but literally everything in this movie is good. I have, like, one minor complaint that came way at the end. Didn't ruin anything for me. We start off on a high note with Leslie Bibb getting her fucking head cut off, and I'm all for that. I think she's got a very decapitatable face. I don't like her.
Not a fan?
What have I seen her in?
Not a fan.
Oh, she was in Iron Man. She was in Talladega Nights.
Oh,
she
that's right. Okay.
Marlon Wells, a North Dakota native, wanting to decapitate North Dakota's own Leslie Bibb?
Well, I didn't say I wanted to, but I didn't hate that someone did in this movie. You know, fictitiously. I don't wish harm upon the woman, but like, as soon as she rolled into this movie, I was just like, ugh, you're insufferable. I have to watch this whole fucking movie with you in it. Oh, nope, you're done. Okay, got it.
Oh, sweet. I didn't know you had such a hatred towards her.
It's not even hate. It's just like, there's just something about you I don't like. I love a good anthology. And this one, not quite the anthology I was expecting. I didn't know going in that it was like all these separate stories until the opening credits, when you're getting like the comic book graphics, and one of them that they really linger on is like 4 stories of terror. I was like, oh, an anthology. Cool. I like anthologies. In particular, I really love the VHS movies. Those are all super fucking good.
Nope.
Really? Is this what we're doing?
Yep. Sorry, that was just a natural knee-jerk reaction.
I know I've seen part of a VHS movie, and I feel like it was frightening to me, and I turned it off.
That was one that everyone recommended, and so you might not trust my judgment, Leanne, but I know you trust my wife Rachel's judgment. Yeah. She hated it, too.
Okay.
Like, it was recommended to us by so many friends, I think Marlon included. And we sat down to watch it one night, and we're like, this is fucking dog shit.
Mm.
And Rachel's like, yeah, it sucks. Ooh. Who recommended this? We should
Nothing
not.
Nothing is for everyone. Let's not fight.
I'll go back and watch it, Marlon.
Okay. I can't speak to numbers 3 and 4, but I can preach to VHS 1 and 2. Those are both very good. Fucking VHS 2. One of the shorts is directed by the Raid Boys and has the Raid Boys in it. You love the Raid Boys.
I sure do, but I hated VHS 1 so much. I've never watched VHS 2.
From the movie The Raid?
Yeah.
The one we watched?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When we say the Raid Boys,
that's what that
now
means.
You know who we're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, now I got it. Okay.
Yeah. Check out that video review of The Raid at huntsvillehomevideo.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about that today.
No, we're not. We're not talking about Raid. We're not talking about VHS. We're talking about Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
I mean, I'll talk about the Raid.
Straight up. I tried to get the Raid onto our Halloween list, but apparently y'all were like, it's not a horror movie. I'm like, fuck, it could be.
But we already watched it.
I mean, I'll still talk about it again.
I know, but we can't do that.
We could.
You can't double stamp a triple stamp, whatever.
I'll do whatever I fucking want. You watched a movie that we didn't watch.
That's true.
It's pretty tough to push back against that one.
There are no rules in this game, baby.
That is true.
Join us tomorrow when we're talking about the Raid, motherfuckers.
Okay, but like, no. Okay. Trick or treat.
Of all the stories in this one, I think my favorite is the one with the kids on the bus.
I put here, Rhonda is pure and we protect her at all fucking costs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So
Rhonda
good.
Is the hero we need.
Yep. Yep.
One of my favorite things in movies, because sometimes it happens and you're like, they deserved worse. And then sometimes it happens and you're like, fucking perfect. And this one, fucking perfect. Mm-hmm. Like when she gets back on the elevator to go up and she just like takes the key and is like, nope, pressing the up button, and mm-hmm. then just waves at them goodbye.
I was like, no, Rhonda, don't. They're not worth it. They made fun of you. Don't mm-hmm. do it. Nope. Don't do it, honey. Mm-mm. She didn't do it. Nah. My God, yep. She went back up.
Fuck them kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Dude, Marlon, did you just say fuck them kids?
I did say fuck them kids.
Yep,
I did.
Yeah,
the mean kids were mean.
Yeah. Cut them up. Eat them up.
Yep. Rhonda ought to be the face of every anti-bullying campaign there is. Like, you want to bully the like weird, quiet, maybe a little Asperger-y kid? Well, I hope she leaves you to die at the hands of a bunch of ghost monsters.
Yep.
I mean, how insane was that story? Their parents just got tired and it's like, oh, let the little mongrel die.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that shit was so fucked up. That was fucked up.
So fucked up.
I mean, neither one of us are parents here, but...
There's a limit.
No. I was going to say, I could see it.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've been around our friends' kids, and I'm like, I get it.
Throw you in a sack.
Yeah. Well, yep.
Get you to a bridge.
teach you how to swim. You're never getting out of that sack.
I mean, it seems fine, and then all of a sudden you see they're in chains, and it's like, oh! My God. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah.
That was a wild bus ride we got.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And that one kid in the vampire mask the whole time is just going, I want to go home. I want to go home. I'm like, I get you, kid.
Yeah.
I feel you, dog. That was my favorite story for the majority of the all of the stories are good. All of the every segment is good, and how they all tie together in a real Pulp Fiction-y way is very good. But my absolute favorite story ended up being the last one with Sam and Mr. Krieg, because that like you getting punished by the personification of Halloween because you are not in the Halloween spirit is like, that's like, that story is just the Christmas Carol. Like, that's the Christmas Carol, but for Halloween.
Uh-huh.
I was like, as soon as it started, I was like, oh shit. It's 'cause he's not in the spirit. And all it wanted was him to have some decorations up and he doesn't kill him. He just wants candy. Like, outstanding. I was like, holy shit, this is fantastic. Because it is. It's fucking Scrooge and the Christmas ghosts, except it's Brian fucking Cox and this little murder pumpkin kid. I was like, this is outstanding. Like, it's not like Halloween movies so very rarely have fucking anything to do with Halloween. This is a horror movie about Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And it's outstanding. Holy shit. This movie... Like, I cannot say enough good things about this movie. My one extremely minor complaint is I don't think they should have taken Sam's mask off and let you see what was underneath there.
I agree with that.
That's a mm-hmm. super, that's a super nitpick on my part.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. Even before we see him, you're just like, he's cute but also terrifying.
Yeah,
rides a very fine line.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah, taking that mask off, it kind of ruined, I wouldn't even say ruined, but it took something away. You're like, oh, now we know what's under there.
It took the mystery away, and sometimes you don't need to do that.
Yeah
yep. I would have preferred
yep
him to keep his mask on.
But
yeah, same here.
I think what makes up for it is what I thought was super fucking clever. His stabbing weapon of choice is a jagged lollipop.
Hell yeah, it is. Fucking stick you with that lolly.
Yeah, it'll get you in the throat.
Mm-hmm. The throat.
The throat.
I also like that every other time he shows up in the movie, he shows up just to like give a nod, like a wink of approval to people doing fucked up shit. Like, yep. He shows up at Mr. Wilkins' house, who just murdered a kid and buried him in the backyard. And he just like shows up and gets his candy, which is his like go away pittance. Like, okay, I won't come stab you because you have decorations up and you're into fucked up shit and you gave me candy. And same with like he walks past and gives Rhonda a nod after she lets them kids die. And he, you know, he's there at the fucking werewolf thing. Like, he's just like wandering around approving of bad shit. And that's a perfect, like, spirit of Halloween mascot. I was so into it.
Yep.
I love how into it Marlon is. Like, I feel like y'all felt the hate radiating off of me the other day. I feel like I can feel the sunshine beams radiating out of his face.
I am nothing but smiles and have been this whole time. Like, guys, this movie is perfect. This movie is so good. Like, during, like, we've talked about before, I don't try and get in front of movies. I don't try to figure anything out. I just kind of let it all happen. And when we're at that big bonfire scene and fucking, like, this movie's so good, I like Anna Paquin in it, and I pretty actively don't like Anna Paquin at all. I've been holding a grudge against her since Darkness, because I saw that with like my last $5 at a matinee, and that movie's terrible, and I've hated her ever since. And all those ladies start ripping their skin off, and oh my god, they're werewolves, and Marilyn Manson's Sweet Dreams is playing. I literally put a fist in the air and shouted, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, it had everything. It had all the elements.
Hell yeah. We got werewolves and a Manson song that I don't even like, but it's perfect here. And also, they're werewolves. Like, I was so fucking into this movie from front to back. This movie's fucking perfect.
I love it so much. I'm so happy.
I'm happy for him.
For him, yeah. I know. Like, I really enjoyed it, but like, I'm super happy for him.
Right?
I'm glad we did this.
We did it for you, buddy.
It's like watching what I feel like would be your child on Christmas morn. Like, I just, that's what I feel like right now.
Yeah, I feel like I'm 12 years old and I got my Jam Jams on and my Hulk Hogan underwear and because I don't know that he's racist yet, and I'm just tearing open the wrapping on an N64, losing my goddamn mind. And I feel like I've hijacked this entire thing and talked about everything there is to talk about, but I had to get it out.
Beautiful.
This movie is so good. Like, I am so hype on this movie that I'm pretty actively sweaty.
So now the question that I pose to the both of you is, the movie, it was one of those kind of lower budget, independent kind of things, kind of got word of mouth, you know, kind of how it became a cult favorite, if you can call it that. You know, didn't really necessarily set the box office world on fire, but a sequel has been thrown about since, I mean, probably like not long after the movie came out, after it started picking up, like 2009 or so, 2010, a few years later. Would you, either one of you, want a sequel, or is this one too good to potentially fuck it up?
I never know how to answer that, because you obviously want more. It's like, oh, you did it so right, you can do it again. But you get so burnt. You just get so disappointed. Yeah. And I'm very much like, I had such a wonderful experience. Just let me keep it. Like, don't fuck it up. Like, it's really hard for me to answer that question, but I feel like I lean more towards just let me have that moment in time and leave it alone.
All right.
That's probably where I sway.
Marlon, where are you at?
Absolutely. I would take another one of these. The, like, usually when it comes to, like, sequels or remakes, I never poo-poo them until after I see them and they're bad, because it's like, oh, you want to remake something or make a sequel to something? Go for it. It doesn't change. Like, I still have this one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a bad sequel doesn't ruin an original for me. But just logistically, it's like, yeah, that's and that's my favorite thing about these like anthology and short story type movies is that it lends itself well to pumping out sequels, because anybody can write what is essentially a 20-minute movie, and then someone else can write a thing to stitch it all together, and you can usually end up with a pretty decent, like, interwoven anthology flick. So, yeah, I'm all for it, especially when your core concept is Halloween. Like, you can, like, there's 1,000 stories to tell there.
That's very true.
I would not be opposed to a sequel by any means. I do think it is very difficult once you have something like this to catch that lightning in a bottle again. The most probably relatable example I could use is when they actually made a Tales from the Crypt movie with Demon Knight. I thought Demon Knight was fucking awesome. And then they're like, oh, let's do another one. And they did Bordello of Blood, and that was dog shit. And then they didn't do any anymore because that was like a total box office bomb. So my hope would be that after all these years of goodwill that Trick or Treat has earned, they don't go back to the drawing board, come back with something that's less than awesome. Yes, Marlon's right. You do still have the first one. But if your second one is dog shit, then you're not going to have really necessarily a chance at a third until maybe 20, 30 years later when someone who grew up with Trick or Treat is like, hey, remember that movie? That was awesome. I want to make it now, which we're kind of seeing
right
with these quote unquote legacy movies, you know, 2018's Halloween being the sequel to the original Halloween. So we're just ignoring all that other shit. We're going, you know, this is the direct sequel now. Scream is now doing that. We got a trailer for Scream the other week. They're making a new Scream movie.
They are?
Oh, you didn't see the trailer?
I missed this.
Oh, wow.
God, and I love Scream, too.
Yeah, well, but you don't love Scream 2 through 4, do you?
No, I don't.
No.
No, fuck that noise.
And so this one is just called Scream. And it's, you know, again, like one of those kind of like legacy type movies where it's like, okay, we've had enough failures in the past. Now we're just going to like put it all under the bridge and reintroduce you to the, hey, remember the Scream that you loved? Check this out.
So is it is it after the first one, or is it like a total reboot?
It continues. We've got like Nev Campbell and Courtney Cox and David Arquette, like all those people are still back, and presumably all the events have still happened, or maybe we just, as more information comes out, maybe it's just a direct sequel to the first one.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right,
but
then.
But, you know, like Marlon said, with Trick or Treat being an anthology, you can make a 20-minute movie.
Mm-hmm.
And they made a lot of good 20-minute movies in this one.
They did.
You know, we got some swerves. We got some twists. We got really everything was good. And I am fucking baffled as to what movie I watched the first time.
I love when that happens, where like many years after seeing something one time, you're like, oh, I hated that, but I'll give it a try. And it ends up being good, because I feel like that's usually the opposite, where you're like, oh, I loved that movie when I was a kid. I should watch it. Oh, why? Why did I like this ever?
Yeah. Nostalgia like, bites you in the ass hard.
Yeah, exactly. But so when it goes the other way is always fun, which is what you were hoping for me, for Monster Squad. But that's not how that went at all. But I understand trying.
That's all right. As much as you're giddy about this one, you know, I'm giddy about Monster Squad. So at least you can have that feeling of giddiness this month.
Yeah. This, I'm not super big into like head-to-heading movies or much of anything, really. I'm just like, this, everything can be good. Nothing has to be better than anything else. It can all be good. I live that fucking lifestyle. But this is maybe my favorite movie we've watched all month.
Wow.
All right.
That's awesome. Look at this.
like Leanne's face right now, the exact opposite of yesterday.
I'm trying to forget yesterday. I'm trying to do one of them legacy films and just pretend that yesterday didn't happen. And this is just the direct sequel to
there's a gleam in her eye. Even though she's sitting, there's a spring in her step.
True.
just radiating happiness mm-hmm. over there. Mm-hmm. Again, the exact opposite of yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
I think we watched Color Out of Space and then Trick or Treat. I don't know what happened. There was a mass hysteria. We all blacked out yesterday.
Or Leanne just doesn't like it when I'm happy. I don't know.
That's not true.
No? Okay.
No.
All right. But loves it when Marlon's happy.
I do.
And to be fair, I've known the boy for 16 years. Very rarely does he get this giddy about something. So to actually hear this is a treat for me as well.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
No tricks here, just treats.
In fact,
right?
The last time I think I remember him this giddy is years and years ago when I was just like, hey, man, what are you doing today? Nothing. Let's fucking get in the car. Let's drive 3 hours to Minneapolis just so we can get some orange peel chicken at P.F. Chang's.
That's precious.
And we did.
Yeah.
That's good shit.
And then,
That's good friend shit.
That's good. Yeah, that's good friend shit. Mm-hmm. And I remember that one, too, because we came home and, like, something about orange peel chicken at P.F. Chang's. I'll give you the fucking burps real bad. And them orange peel burps, but not too bad for you. Brutal for everyone else. And we stopped halfway back to gas up, and we're in this gas station. I'm picking up like some soda or whatever, and I'm just like, fuck, burp. And then just started walking, and then as soon as I burped, like a girl walked around the corner. I'm like, oh shit, she's about to walk head on into that fucking orange peel burp. We gotta go.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Marlon, we gotta go. It's a good time.
Yeah, you should have just sold that car after that. Tarnished.
I think you were driving.
Oh, then I should have. Yeah. Then I fucked up.
Yep. Man, don't be getting in my car with these Chang burps.
Wait, I love the fact that you're the one who suggested to travel 3 hours away to get P.F. Chang's and then made him drive.
I want to say it was because it was winter time and he had an SUV.
Okay. All right. Makes sense.
And them North Dakota winters, you don't.
Knowing me, I wanted to drive. I don't like to be a passenger. I would way rather drive.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And me having a wife who does not drive, I love to have the opportunity to be a passenger.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Now we're just doing fun facts about ourselves.
Yep. That's how we close out a happy fun episode.
Mm-hmm.
Well, before we get into what we're going to watch tomorrow, how's about we get some closing thoughts? I mean, Marlon, you've been gushing about this one all day. I don't know if you have anything more to say, but if you do, hit us up with some closing bits.
Oh, I might be fresh out of goo. I might have given you all I had. But like, long story short, yo, this movie is great, and I should have watched it all those years ago when everyone told me I should have. Yeah, absolutely deserves every bit of praise that it's ever gotten. Outstanding. 5 out of 5.
Nice. All right. Leanne.
The only thing better than this movie is Marlon's happiness about this movie. It was really super good. I love the stories. I, too, wish I had watched it years ago because it will be, like everyone said, a Halloween tradition for me moving forward. So super excited we got to review this movie and cross it off the list. I will also give it a 5 out of 5.
Bingo, bango. I am glad that I had the experience I had with it the first time, because if I watched it for the first time now and had that reaction to it, I think I would have ruined y'all's day.
You would have.
And
again,
regardless of what you think, I don't like ruining y'all's day.
You're good at it, though.
I know. Sometimes you just have to... Sometimes you just have to embrace your role as the villain.
I'll outgiggle you.
I got puns left.
Oh, shit.
Left over from yesterday.
I bet you do.
I'll break them
up.
we're having a nice moment.
We're having a good day.
But yes, I am very happy with the repeated viewing to have the results that I got. Like I said, for the last 24 hours, I am absolutely befuddled as to what movie I watched before this, because I don't know what mood I was in.
I think you had your cynic goggles on.
Maybe. I mean, definitely thing. Because I even went into this going, God, I remember not liking this. This is going to be a fucking chore. And then like 5 minutes in, I was like, All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fucking groovy. I like it.
Groovy.
Shit at. I will give it a 4.5.
All right.
Out of 5. As you know, I kind of have a rule I stick by. I can only give perfect films 5 stars.
Like that's, Monster Squad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just the pretentious art dick that I am.
I know.
Yeah.
We know.
I'm like that too tough gym teacher that, you know, always gave you a 4-star review instead of a 5-star review. Oh, but I did 100 push-ups, coach. Well, you could have done 105. I'm that asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing to be proud of, but you do you.
I mean, fucking whatever. I didn't say I'm proud of it. I just acknowledged it. I don't necessarily like who I am. In fact, some days I downright hate it.
Oh, no, don't. Now, don't do that. Don't do that.
What
don't
is
do
happening
that.
Right now?
Now you're just looking for sympathy, and I won't give it to you.
Nah,
don't do that.
No. much like real life, you ain't getting me on a boat because I don't like fishing.
Is this an apple slices situation? Do we need a power hat?
No, this is a what should we watch tomorrow situation.
I don't know.
No suggestions from
I
you,
got
Foster?
No suggestions from the Foster camp.
Marlon?
Anything. I think any movie will be good. That's what kind of high I am on.
Ooh.
And I know that is not going to be the case.
No.
Well, then,
let's see
if I can fuck that up for y'all again.
Jack, don't do it again.
Because goddamn it, I don't
like...
Don't
get a reputation around here. You're close to one.
Close to one?
Yeah.
I would say that whenever I walk into a room, people would be like, oh, there's Jack Spade. He ruins shit.
The veil is still slightly over my eyes. Like, I'm still trying to put you in a good light here, bro.
Marlon, 16 years into this friendship, would you like to tell her that that's pointless?
Yeah, you'll grow out of that. Yeah. It's like your baby teeth. Them will come out eventually.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying. Just know that I'm trying for you.
Some of them will pull a little harder than others, but that's a journey you just got to take on your own.
Mm.
Just know that many, many times in the last 16 years, Marlon Wells has had this conversation with other people. The other person's like, oh, fuck, you're friends with him? He's such a fucking asshole. He's like, yeah, but I mean, like... I mean, yeah, but I don't know. Fucking, I like him.
He's my asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's my response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then as time goes on, you'll just get more and more numb to that, to the point where eventually you'll say some like truly horrendous shit and you're like, God, I got to stop hanging out with Jack so long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that too.
Yeah.
So the moral of the story is eventually my asshole will get numb and then you're fine with it. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's another t-shirt for you.
Yep.
Okay.
And on that note,
what?
let me throw out a film suggestion here.
Oh, no.
See if it fucks y'all's day up. And then we'll come back tomorrow and chat about it.
I'm so scared.
And then you know. But it's a vicious cycle. You'll hate it, you'll be mad at me, and then I'll throw out some fucking gold and everything will be right with the world again. Or actually, no, I take that back. Marlon will throw out a good suggestion.
Marlon
Everyone will be happy. Yeah, Marlon will save us if I fucking wreck our day tomorrow.
Okay.
I would like to recommend a film called Night of the Creeps.
Okay. I'm not immediately turned off by this.
Okay. All right. Immediately. Like, I'm kind of, I'm not rolling over yet, and I roll over pretty easy, as it says on my Tinder profile.
We tipping. Yeah. We swaying.
I'm not
one
rolling
way,
over.
Not...
My asshole's not numb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still got feeling back there. Marlon, Night of the Creeps, you familiar?
Nope, not at all. I'm seeing that it is from around about 1986 and seems to maybe involve zombies.
Perhaps, and I have a tidbit, but I want to tell it tomorrow. I don't want y'all to know it yet.
What was that?
I think it might sway your judgment one way or the other.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave that cryptic fucking bwahaha.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Right there. Well, that's what you get for being friends with me.
Okay.
So we'll be back tomorrow. Day number 28 of 31.
We're there, baby.
Jesus Christ, we are almost
there.
We are almost fucking there.
Can you feel it?
I feel it.
I can. We got a couple left. Night of the Creeps tomorrow, baby. Come check us out, less than 24 hours. But if you had fun today and you're just like, God, I like the three of these people, I want more from these people. You can get more from Leanne and I, sans Marlon, on Huntsville Home Video, huntsvillehomevideo.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok at
HSV Home Video.
And if you're like, Jack and Leanne can go screw, I want more from this Marlon fella. Where can we get more of you, sir?
You can get all of me on the internet, wherever you listen to your podcasts. America's Barley Basket puts out a new episode every Tuesday. Myself and fellow comedian Nathan Folsebach talking jokes, talking about The Simpsons, telling fun goofs. We're nice boys. Come listen. And you can find us on the social medias, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Barley Basket USA.
So go listen to him. Come listen to us. Come back for all three of us tomorrow for Night of the Creeps. And until then, be kind and rewind.
Orange whip, one part rum, one part vodka, two parts cream, and four parts orange juice.
Orange whip, orange whip, orange whip.
Three orange whips.